Mr. Bond says his message is simple, direct, and to the point.
The fighting must stop. And to both sides, I say, just stop now.
The Secretary General has repeatedly called for both sides to implement an immediate ceasefire. Last week, the Security Council adopted Resolution 1860 calling for an immediate and durable ceasefire by a vote of 14-0. The United States was the sole abstention. But Israel and Hamas have rejected it. Mr. Bond said that he is very frustrated and concerned that the resolution has not been fully observed. He cited deep concern over the rising number of Palestinian casualties in Gaza. In 17 days of fighting, more than 900 Palestinians have been reported killed and some 4,000 more injured, many of them civilians. The UN chief leaves for the Middle East on Tuesday. He plans to visit 7 countries in 6 days.
My goal is to step up the pace of our joint diplomatic efforts and ensure that urgent humanitarian assistance reaches those in need.
The Secretary General's schedule includes meetings with top leaders in Israel, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, and Kuwait. Arab ministers have long been planning to meet this week in Kuwait to discuss the global economic crisis. Mr. Bond said he expects there will be an extra session to deal with the violence in Gaza and that he would be willing to participate. The Secretary General said he also hopes his visit will be a tangible expression of his support for the 10,000 United Nations personnel on the ground in the Palestinian territories and Israel. Israel launched its air and ground incursion into Gaza 17 days ago to silence Hamas rocket attacks into southern Israel. In addition to the Palestinian casualties, 10 Israeli soldiers have been killed in the fighting, and 3 Israeli civilians were killed by Hamas rocket fire. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.